Scheduling and capacity planning overview. Whether an organization is in the manufacturing or service sector, it faces the same challenge of aligning its capacity with demand. Too little capacity, caused by, for example, low output equipment or too few customer service representatives, will mean delays and create the potential for lost sales or damaged customer relations. Too much capacity will underutilize the organization's resources and increase costs. The purpose of capacity management is to achieve optimal alignment of load, demand, and capacity. Capacity management, made up of capacity planning and capacity control, forms a series of feedback loops, meaning that plans are checked for feasibility at each stage of planning or execution. Any replanning done early in the process will be less problematic than replanning done later, especially during execution. In general, the cost and time needed to make a change late in a process far exceeds that required earlier. Lead times in customer service would be unacceptable, and utilization would be too low in some places and too overburdened in others. Proper capacity management means that once execution begins, most changes will be relatively minor and can be addressed quickly. After we explore how capacity fits into the manufacturing planning and control model, we introduce some capacity terms, discuss some capacity management goals, and then address some capacity management challenges. Capacity in MPC. Exhibit 7-62 shows where capacity planning occurs in conventional manufacturing planning and control, MPC. In manufacturing systems that plan material requirements first, detailed capacity planning determines the resources needed to achieve the material requirements planning, MRP. Priority plans aligns load, the priority plans, with actual capacity, and makes necessary adjustments to priorities or capacity. In manufacturing systems that plan capacity first, detailed capacity planning determines the level of resource utilization, how much of existing capacity will be used to produce goods. Once material and capacity requirements are reconciled, the operating plan can be handed off for execution. Orders can be issued to purchasing and or the shop floor. Capacity will then be managed and controlled to provide the required resources in a timely and cost-effective manner. Exhibit 7-62. Detailed capacity planning in the MPC process. Capacity terminology. We need to define key terms related to capacity. The definitions in Exhibit 7-63 are from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Exhibit 7-63. Key capacity terms. Capacity management goals. The goals of capacity management are similar to those of material planning and align with operations performance objectives. Speed. Decrease lead times, prevent bottlenecks, and cut wait times. Dependability. Meet due dates more reliably. Flexibility. Develop resources and processes to respond more flexibly to changing conditions. Quality. Provide accurate and detailed information in both directions of the value chain, to sales and operations planning and master planners, and to shop floor supervisors. Cost. Maximize return on investment in resources, keep work in process levels low, and minimize administrative and labor time. Effective capacity management increases productive capacity, which is defined as, in theory of constraints, the maximum of the output capabilities of a resource or a series of resources, or the market demand for that output for a given time period. C. Excess capacity, idle capacity, protective capacity. It also carefully manages idle capacity, which is defined as the available capacity that is not currently required and is instead maintained to protect the system from disruption. C. Excess capacity. Definitions are from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Idle capacity includes excess capacity and safety, or protective or cushion capacity. Challenges of detailed capacity planning. In an ideal situation, capacity would be used when it is available and needed. To achieve this, capacity and load must be planned in a closed-loop manner. Exhibit 7-64 illustrates the basic challenge of capacity planning. Exhibit 7-64. Unplanned and planned capacity and load. The vertical axis in both graphics is quantity of output, filled orders, and the horizontal axis represents time. The top graphic shows a situation in which future work has been loaded onto a productive resource without any scheduling or capacity management activity. When the load line is above the capacity line, priorities will not be met. Orders will be late. Throughput will decline. Queues, or waiting lines, at work centers will increase, as will work in process inventory. Operations will not meet performance objectives related to cost, speed, or dependability. When load falls below capacity, capacity will not be fully utilized. Investments in workforce and equipment will not be generating a return. This situation is made more challenging by the fact that planning is being done amidst continual change from internal and external factors. In the bottom graphic, the ideal load profile, adjustments have been made to both the size and timing of future load and future capacity. So there is a continuous balance between the two. To approach this ideal state, those responsible for detailed capacity planning must know what capacity is available and what tactics they can use to address gaps between capacity and load. Short-term options may include expanding or shrinking capacity by scheduling overtime or cutting shifts, splitting batches or lots of work into sublots to allow simultaneous work, and transferring or outsourcing work. They may also include managing load by changing the priorities or size of orders.